Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest is Drew Mallis, Managing Director and Senior U.S. Economist at UBS Securities in Stamford, Connecticut. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, Bonnie.
Futures lower this morning, Drew. Is that giving us any indication of what the market thinks is going to happen with these fiscal cliff negotiations?
I think the market's probably going to be shifting their focus towards the geopolitical with everything that's going on elsewhere. I mean, the fiscal cliff negotiations, you know, seem off to a little bit of a rocky start just from the initial opening gambits. But, you know, we'll see how it progresses. We have to remember that even after 9 months of an election cycle and $1 billion, we've got the exact same teams in place that we had before. And that means that, hopefully they've learned something over the summer.
And, Drew, I don't imagine expectations should be too high today. We have this first initial meeting between Republicans and Democrats at the White House with the president. But then the president's going off to Asia on a trip. The Congress is going to break for a Thanksgiving week. So, whatever we have today for an open, then there's going to be kind of an information blackout for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, don't let anything interfere with a good vacation. We're not going to get much today, and unfortunately, we're probably not going to get stuff into December. And the longer this drags on, uncertainty doesn't stay stable. So the longer it drags on, I think the more risk people will factor into something not happening. Now, our baseline view is something still gets done. But I'm a little concerned about the opening $1.6 trillion in tax hikes, simply because it was so much larger than the initial, not the initial, but the, kind of like the where we got in the summer of last year.
Yes, the president taking a different tack on the opening rounds this time round. Industrial production out at 9:15 Eastern, Drew, and economists are forecasting that Sandy will have had a pretty strong impact on this. I want to ask you how much you feel Sandy has been impacting the data over the last few days. It's definitely been weaker than forecast.
I mean, I think that's some of it. I think if you look, though, at some of the reports, for example, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, actually looked pretty good. There's a huge decline in employment. That was probably Sandy related. But absent away from that, you actually had some pretty good numbers in the underlying or the other series that actually get asked about. So I think it's having an effect. And my guess is you can't trust any of the data through the end of the year. As an economist, I should probably be taking that time off.
Including the initial jobless claims, we saw 78,000 rise in initial jobless claims yesterday. Was that all, Sandy, or is there something a little bit more going on here?
I mean, I think most of it was Sandy. We saw the data on the state-by-state, where it was Pennsylvania and Ohio that saw big jumps, but, that's lagged by an additional week. So we'll see where the big jumps are last week, but my guess is it's going to be New York, New Jersey, some maybe even Connecticut. Mm.
We're speaking with Drew Mattis of UBS. And, Drew, there had been a kind of a theme of some improving news on housing, employment, consumer confidence going into the election. What's your feeling about the state of the economy now?
I mean, I think if you scrape away and peel back all the information, all the kind of Sandy related things and election related things, that for the most part those trends should still be in place. We are in an uptrend, I believe, in the payroll cycle, so we're going to continue to see some payroll gains. There will be a Sandy effect on that, but in general, the trend seems to be higher in terms of employment. And usually, if you have a rising tide in employment, the rest of the boats move up in line.
Well, one new thing that we learned this week that we might have suspected but didn't have official confirmation of is that Europe is now in its second recession. Is that a material difference, the fact that we know there was actual contraction on average across the Eurozone?
I would say no. I mean, minus 0.1, everyone's saying double dip. I think double dip makes good copy, but it doesn't really tell us what actually happened. I mean, that could get revised to a small positive, and no one's going to come out with Europe not in recession. I don't really think it tells us much about what's going on in Europe. We know Europe's a problem. It'll continue to be a problem. Europe will continue to put Band-Aids on itself, even though, it's missing an arm.
And, Drew, how much is the European situation affecting the U.S. economy? We've just got a few seconds.
It's probably having some marginal effect in terms of business confidence and therefore hiring and CapEx. But, in the broader scheme, I think we're relatively insulated.
All right, Drew Mattis, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Drew Mattis is a senior U.S. economist at UBS Securities in Stamford, Connecticut.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.